One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along. Which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. At ZipRecruiter.com/zip. That's ZipRecruiter.com/zip. ZipRecruiter.com/zip.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Welcome to the Paranormal Deep Dive from Real Ghost Stories Online and the Grave Talks.
Picture this. You're walking through the streets of downtown Los Angeles, the city buzzing with life around you. But as you round the corner, you spot something that doesn't quite fit the Cecil Hotel, a towering, aging structure, its faded grandeur hard to ignore. But there's something else. Something more unsettling about this place. Over the years, it's become known not just for its crumbling exterior, but for a history soaked in blood and eerie experiences that seem to follow its walls, from murderers to suicides and one infamous unsolved case that continues to haunt the public's mind. The Cecil Hotel has left a trail of chilling whispers in its wake. But is it all just the result of its grim past, or is there something more? On this episode, we look into the truth behind the haunting reports, the tragedies that plagued its halls, and the eerie experiences of those who've dared to stay. You might just think twice the next time you see that hotel sign glowing in the distance. I'm Tony Bruschi. Let's dig in. The Cecil Hotel opened its doors in 1924. A lavish structure designed by architect Loy Lester. With its 14 stories and 700 rooms, it was once a gleaming example of luxury. Built to cater to business travelers, tourists, and the elite of Los Angeles, it stood proudly on the corner of 7th Street and Main, nestled in the heart of downtown, boasting an air of elegance and promise. But as the city faced economic hardships during the Great Depression, the hotel's fortunes began to take a sharp turn. Once a symbol of opulence, the Cecil started to attract a different kind of clientele. By the 1930s, it became known for offering affordable rates, which led to it becoming a transient haven for those down on their luck. It wasn't long before the hotel's reputation began to shift, its walls absorbing the stories of the poor, the lost, and the troubled. The Cecil, once a luxurious retreat, was now a grim, inexpensive haven for drifters, people struggling with mental illness, and even criminals. As time went on, the hotel's location near the infamous Skid Row only added to its sense of foreboding. The area surrounding the Cecil was notorious for its concentration of homeless individuals and the hotel's atmosphere, with its aging infrastructure and run-down aesthetic, seemed to mirror the poverty and despair that engulfed the neighborhood. Over the years, the building became notorious for violent incidents, suicides, and even murders, leading to whispers of a curse or supernatural presence. But the hotel wasn't just infamous for its dark clientele. It was also a hotspot for crime. By the 1980s, the Cecil's decline had hit its peak. It was during this period that a truly sinister figure checked into the hotel, Richard Ramirez, the Night Stalker, whose reign of terror gripped the city. Ramirez, who would go on to murder at least 13 people, reportedly stayed at the Cecil while committing his gruesome crimes. He was even known to have roamed the halls at night, frightening guests who were already on edge due to the hotel's unsettling atmosphere. For many, the connection between Ramirez and the Cecil Hotel would become one of the most disturbing chapters in its already twisted history. The arrival of Ramirez in the 1980s only seemed to add fuel to the fire of supernatural speculation surrounding the hotel. Guests and staff alike began to notice strange occurrences, shadows moving in the corners of their eyes, doors slamming shut without explanation, and eerie feelings of being watched. The hotel's violent history, coupled with its eerie energy, led some to speculate that the building was haunted by the spirits of those who had suffered there. Was it just a product of the hotel's grim environment, or were these reports something far darker? As the years passed, more tragedies struck the Cecil, further cementing its reputation as a place where death seemed to linger in the air. In the early 1990s, another serial killer, Jack Unterweger, checked into the hotel while on a killing spree. Unterweger, an Austrian journalist who had previously been convicted of murder, was in Los Angeles on business when he stayed at the Cecil. It was later discovered that he had used the hotel as a base for his murders. The hotel's association with such notorious figures fueled even more speculation about its haunted reputation, and with each passing decade, its story grew darker. By the time Elisa Lam, a 21-year-old Canadian tourist, checked into the hotel in early 2013, the Cecil already earned its place in the public's consciousness as a grim and eerie location. Lam's disappearance, followed by the discovery of her body in one of the hotel's rooftop water tanks, would catapult the hotel into the spotlight once again. But what made Lam's case particularly chilling were the strange circumstances surrounding her death. Chief among them, the footage of her in an elevator acting erratically and seemingly talking to someone no one else could see. It was as if Lam had encountered something or someone that had pushed her into a state of panic and fear. The eerie footage, which was widely circulated online, showed Lam pressing multiple elevator buttons, talking to an unseen presence, and even hiding in the corner of the elevator as if trying to escape from an invisible force. The footage, combined with her eventual discovery in the water tank, sparked a media frenzy and reignited the long-standing rumors that the Cecil Hotel was more than just a haven for crime. It was a hotspot for paranormal activity. Was Elisa Lam the latest victim of the hotel's cursed history, or was something else at play? In the wake of Lam's tragic death, paranormal investigators and true crime enthusiasts began to descend upon the Cecil, drawn by the hotel's dark history and the growing number of unexplained events. But what was behind these strange occurrences? Was it simply the hotel's grim environment causing guests to experience heightened emotions or psychological reactions, or was there something more? A supernatural presence that had taken hold of the building, feeding off the misery and tragedy that had taken place there? It was clear that the Cecil Hotel was no ordinary building. The strange happenings, the violent history, and the tragic deaths that seemed to haunt its walls made it a place unlike any other. But was it truly haunted, or were the disturbing events simply a product of its violent past and the psychological toll it took on those who stayed there? Only time and perhaps more investigations would tell. As the years passed, the reputation of the Cecil Hotel only grew darker. The bizarre occurrences became more frequent, and the stories surrounding the building took on a life of their own. Those who dared to spend a night in the hotel began to report unsettling experiences, many of which defied any logical explanation. It wasn't just the occasional feeling of being watched or the odd creaking of old floorboards. People started seeing things, figures that shouldn't have been there, and hearing things that had no clear source. The place had become a breeding ground for ghostly encounters. Guests reported strange sightings, most notably of a woman dressed in what appeared to be old-fashioned clothing. She was said to appear suddenly, standing at the end of hallways, her figure indistinct, almost translucent. Others described her as simply a shadow, a fleeting figure that seemed to move just outside the range of sight. Some even reported seeing her near the elevator, the very same elevator that Elisa Lam had been seen in before her death. Could it be the spirit of Lam herself, or was it another tragic soul, one of the many victims who had stayed at the hotel and met untimely deaths? But the reports didn't stop at apparitions. Guests and staff also began to hear strange noises, unexplained footsteps, doors slamming shut in the middle of the night, and soft whispers that seemed to come from nowhere. One night, a guest reported hearing laughter echoing through the halls, even though no one was nearby. The sound was described as eerie, almost mocking, as if something or someone was toying with the person's mind. It wasn't just the ghosts of past residents that seemed to haunt the hotel. It was the very building itself, as though the walls themselves held memories of the violence and pain that had unfolded within them. By now, the hotel's infamy had spread beyond local legend and into popular culture, attracting the attention of paranormal investigators. Teams of ghost hunters and psychics arrived, hoping to capture proof of the supernatural. Their experiences, however, were often far from what they had anticipated. Some investigators reported strange electronic phenomena, such as EVP, electronic voice phenomena, recordings that captured voices and whispers from the other side. In one instance, a group of investigators heard a loud bang, only to find that no one had been near the source of the noise. Others described feeling a sudden drop in temperature as they walked through the hallways, a common sign of a paranormal presence. One of the most notable investigations took place when the Ghost Adventures team visited the Cecil Hotel. The crew reported feeling an overwhelming sense of dread during their time there. The host of the show mentioned feeling a heavy presence in certain rooms, describing the sensation as a form of psychological oppression. Cameras captured strange movements, and the team even documented objects shifting by themselves. While none of these occurrences could be definitively explained, they were enough to fuel the ongoing debate. Was the hotel truly haunted, or were these simply the effects of a building that had been through too much? In addition to the electronic evidence, there were several personal accounts from guests who described unexplainable physical sensations during their stay. Some reported feeling as if they were being touched or pushed, even when no one else was in the room. Others recounted the sensation of being trapped in a room where the air seemed thick with unease. One guest, a woman staying at the hotel alone, claimed she awoke in the middle of the night to find the blankets of her bed pulled off her body. She was certain she had not moved them herself, and there was no logical explanation for the disturbance. Such accounts began to build a narrative of a hotel plagued not only by the memories of its tragic past, but by an active, seemingly malevolent presence. As stories of strange occurrences began to pile up, the idea of the hotel being a hotspot for paranormal activity started to take hold in the public consciousness. Some theorists pointed to the building's history as a possible explanation for the intense spiritual energy. The Cecil Hotel had long been a site for suffering, from suicides and murders to the struggles of the people who stayed there in search of refuge. It wasn't hard to imagine that the emotional and psychic weight of such events could leave a mark on the building, creating an environment that attracted paranormal phenomena. Some paranormal researchers suggested that the hotel could be a location of residual hauntings. This theory proposes that traumatic events, especially violent or emotionally charged ones, can leave an imprint on the environment, a sort of spiritual residue that plays out over time. It's not that the spirits are actively haunting the space, but rather that the energy of the past continues to manifest in physical ways. The idea is that certain locations, like the Cecil, are especially susceptible to these residual hauntings due to the sheer amount of tragedy that has occurred there. The victims of violence, whether they are aware of it or not, may leave an imprint on the building, making it a constant source of eerie activity. Others, however, were convinced that the hotel was home to more than just residual energy. They believed that the location was truly inhabited by restless spirits, their presence more active and deliberate. These were not the lingering traces of those who had died, but fully formed, sentient entities who continued to interact with the living. Some investigators suggested that the hotel's tragic past, particularly the association with serial killers like Richard Ramirez, might have opened a kind of gateway, an invitation for dark forces to enter. The idea that the hotel was haunted by malicious spirits who were more than mere echoes of the past persisted, despite the lack of concrete evidence to support it. As the years passed, the supernatural activity continued to build. The hotel's notoriety only grew, with tourists from around the world making the pilgrimage to stay at what many now called one of the most haunted hotels in America. But was it truly haunted, or were these phenomena just the result of a building saturated with psychological and emotional energy? The truth seemed to lie somewhere in between a blend of tragedy, human suffering, and a place that had somehow become more than just a hotel. It was now a nexus of supernatural activity where the past and present seemed to collide. The questions lingered. Could the Cecil Hotel be more than just an aging, decrepit building? Was it really haunted, or was it simply a place where the human mind, influenced by its dark past, projected its own fears and anxieties? The answers remained elusive, as they always had. After everything we've explored, we're left with more questions than answers, aren't we? The Cecil Hotel, a place where tragedy, crime, and eerie occurrences have intertwined for nearly a century, continues to spark debate about whether it's a true paranormal hotspot or just a building that plays host to the darkest corners of human imagination. We've seen the accounts, guests, staff, and investigators all sharing their own unnerving experiences, whether it's shadowy figures, strange noises, or a feeling of being watched. But as we've dug into the facts, it's clear that this hotel doesn't just have a reputation for death. It seems to have an energy of its own, an energy that feeds off the stories of the past. There's something compelling about the idea of residual hauntings. Could the echoes of violence and despair from decades of suicides, murders, and criminal activity leave an imprint on the environment? It's like a dark energy that builds over time, as if the walls themselves are haunted. Not by spirits, but by the emotional residue left behind. Imagine that, walking into a room where every dark moment from history seeps through the cracks in the floor, the creak of old boards, a reminder of lives cut short. You wouldn't need ghosts for that to be unsettling. And then there's the other side of the coin, the theory of malicious spirits actively toying with the living. Could it be that some entities are drawn to places like the Cecil, not by chance, but by choice? The hotel's past, with its notorious guests like Richard Ramirez, might just be the kind of environment that attracts darker forces. The idea of a portal opened by unspeakable acts, pulling spirits into a realm where they continue to wreak havoc, is one that certainly grabs your attention. It's like the building itself becomes a magnet for the supernatural, a place where the rules of life and death blur. But we also have to take a step back and consider psychological explanations. Could the eerie occurrences be nothing more than the product of our own minds? A building with such a tragic history is bound to stir emotions, and when you add that to a city like Los Angeles, where imagination runs wild, it's easy to see how people might project their fears onto the space around them. Maybe, just maybe, our minds are so conditioned to believe in the supernatural that we start seeing what we expect to see. So what do you think? Is the Cecil Hotel truly haunted, or is it simply the tragic product of a building that has witnessed too much suffering? I suppose, in the end, the answer might lie somewhere between the two, an intersection of paranormal theory, human psychology, and a dark history that continues to cast its shadow over everything. One thing's for sure, the Cecil Hotel's story isn't over. It may have closed its doors, but its legacy, whatever it may be, continues to haunt those who dare to ask questions. I'm Tony Bruschi. Be sure to press subscribe so you don't miss any episodes and so you can join us again for another Paranormal Deep Dive.
Want to dig deeper in the Paranormal Deep Dive? Press subscribe now wherever you download podcasts and catch brand new Paranormal Deep Dives every single day from Real Ghost Stories Online and the Grave Talks podcast.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Mornings can start feeling the same. Wake up, brush teeth, go to work. But with breakfast from Wendy's, it's like, wake up, brush teeth, baconate with a breakfast baconator, roll with the sausage breakfast burrito, buddy it up with a honey buddy, or get seasoned with seasoned potatoes, and then go to work. Sorry. When you're ready for a fresh wake-up call, gotta be Wendy's.
At participating U.S. Wendy's during breakfast hours.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Mornings can start feeling the same. Wake up, brush teeth, go to work. But with breakfast from Wendy's, it's like, wake up, brush teeth, baconate with a breakfast baconator, roll with the sausage breakfast burrito, buddy it up with a honey buddy, or get seasoned with seasoned potatoes, and then go to work. Sorry. When you're ready for a fresh wake-up call, gotta be Wendy's.
At participating U.S. Wendy's during breakfast hours.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org. One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Mornings can start feeling the same. Wake up, brush teeth, go to work. But with breakfast from Wendy's, it's like, wake up, brush teeth, baconate with a breakfast baconator, roll with the sausage breakfast burrito, buddy it up with a honey buddy, or get seasoned with seasoned potatoes, and then go to work. Sorry. When you're ready for a fresh wake-up call, gotta be Wendy's.
At participating U.S. Wendy's during breakfast hours.